Supermarkets don't scare me anymore. For years, I was terrorized by the health police. Guilt and anxiety fought a losing battle against a healthy appetite and a hyperactive food industry. When I went food shopping, I felt I should carry a magnifying glass to read the tiny lists of ingredients and nutrition information on every package, and a chemical dictionary to translate them. I had a touching faith in these food labels. Vague claims like low-fat and healthy seemed virtually a guarantee of immortality. When I ordered a bacon-egg breakfast special at the local deli, I took care to ward off heart attacks by putting the 99% fat-free milk in my coffee. Those were the dark days of food McCarthyism and gastronomic correctness, when HDL cholesterol was smuggled across state lines in unmarked tankers and sold on street corners late at night. Food labelling ruins the appetite of the entire nation. I finally gave up reading lists of ingredients, following the example of my centenarian grandmother, whose motto was, "What you don't know can't hurt you." Food labelling is a branch of public relations. What they don't put on the labels is 10 times more important than what they do. Who wants to know about the pesticides, the hormones, or the antibiotics? There is such a thing as too much truth in advertising. Who could enjoy a nice piece of salmon that came with a label saying, "This product contains dead fish"? In Europe, at least in the countryside, we have the alternative of local outdoor markets where nothing can or should be labelled. We can buy directly from farmers, all kinds of artisans, bakers, small wineries, cheesemakers and olive producers. In a farmer's market, you know more or less where the stuff on sale comes from. You can locate the farm that grows the lettuces, and indeed they come with a liberal coating of soil from the field at no extra charge. You can see the vineyard that provides the wine, and even visit the chickens if they're in a good mood. The goat cheese seller is willing to introduce you to his very personable goats, and the man who sells mushrooms and truffles in season offers some bizarre objects that seem to come from another very dirty planet, but are absolutely delicious. Most of the fish comes from the Mediterranean, less than 100 kilometres away. Nothing is highly sanitised, genetically modified or packaged. And the market brings us much closer to our food source, sometimes too close. The meat displays can turn a sensitive person into a vegetarian overnight. Such markets may be an anachronism in an age of modern distribution, but you find them all over the world, including in America, where they seem to be having a kind of renaissance. When authenticity is too much, there are perfectly good supermarkets here too, selling packaged food from all over the planet. But small scale can coexist with big scale, and it's a luxury to have the choice. The market is more than just a picturesque entertainment for tourists from London or Paris. It is one of the last living reminders of a world we have very nearly lost. This is David Bouchier.